Good morning. 9:40 here. Just waiting for the clouds to kind of clear out. 57 is where we're at. Well, if it's real quiet, you can hear the clock ticking or the sand running out of the hourglass. We've only got, two or three more days left for voting on Borderline Chalk Fest because we want to make a windfall.
We
for
do.
This celebration. Yeah. Katie and Jordan in from the chamber. Good morning, ladies.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Yeah.
Well, and voting now, too. Katie, you were saying, we were talking earlier. You don't know what the numbers are right now or if you're ahead or where you're at. You probably
completely
won't.
Completely in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So voting ends the 31st of May.
Okay.
I think it's a Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
Saturday. And then we will not know until June 17th if we are the winner.
You got to keep you waiting around that long in the dark.
Yeah.
Boy, that is torture.
It is torture.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So again, if people don't know, explain what's going on with this.
So the Borderline Chalk Fest has been nominated for one of the top festivals, local hometown festivals in the country. And it is sponsored by Senex, the gas stations.
Right.
The company. And so we are, again, one of the top five, and we are in the running for $100,000.
How cool does that feel, though, that your, like, signature promotion is one of the top five in the country?
Yeah, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
Right.
It's quite an honor. It really is.
It really is.
Jordan and I, along with the ambassador committees and things, we put our heart and soul into this, and it is a lot of work. But it is so rewarding. So to be recognized by the Senex committee who kind of reached out to me is quite an honor.
And be recognized nationwide.
I mean, just
a regional thing. That is really huge.
Yeah.
So again, if you get enough votes and you're the top vote getter, it's 100K. It's $100,000.
$100,000.
Right?
And there really isn't any losers
because
they are giving us $5,000 for being one of the top five.
Okay.
So the fourth and fifth place will get $5,000, and there's a $10,000 prize and a $25,000 prize, and then of course the $100,000, but we're going for the $100,000.
So one through five, when they do finally decide this, are they going to tell you where you placed? I mean if you're not number one, are they going to say, well, you landed here?
I can't say for sure, but based on the nomination or the nominal numbers that we get, we'll probably know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jordan, explain this to us. How do we vote?
So
it's so easy.
It's so easy. It takes 10 seconds. You can find it on our Facebook, our Instagram, our website even. All you have to do is go to Senex Hometown Throwdown. You can Google it even. Scroll all the way to the bottom or watch the Wahpeton video. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
And then you hit vote. You put in your name, your last name, and your email, and that's it. And obviously, I mean, you have to check that you're not a robot. But yeah.
Yes, you are definitely human.
Yeah, yes.
And,
yeah.
And with this, too, there's no blowback on this. I mean, you're not part of, like, constant email. Email blast because I know people are get on that too.
No, so. I haven't gotten a single email from Senex, popping in there or anything like that.
Sure.
So.
It just means you're legit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it's just a legitimacy thing. So
yes, it is.
That is very good. And that's all it takes.
It's all it takes. It's so easy. I mean, your grandma could do it.
Right.
So
So let me ask you, if somebody handed you $100,000 for Chalk Fest, what would you do with it?
Oh gosh, I've been really thinking about this.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about bringing it to the town and seeing what the towns want to bring in. But you know, for me, I said a tornado simulator.
That would be good.
Because she's so practical.
Right.
I said
right.
We should get like a tornado mascot. I think that'd be pretty cool years to come, you know, because our first inaugural one. I mean,
if anybody knows how to sew a tornado costume, hit me up.
Okay, yeah, contact the chamber. Well, Katie, you were tossing out just a few probable ideas,
so,
and some good stuff in there.
I know.
Yeah.
We've been talking about, because we get this question, what are you going to do with the $100,000? We get this all the time.
Yeah,
so
it's like we have a buddy.
Now really kind of spurs some thinking. And what about a nighttime glow chalk experience?
I love that. That's my go-to.
Like a black light nighttime chalking. I think that's fantastic.
Could we light up the street with like iridescent
chalk? Wouldn't
that
be amazing?
That would be like incredible.
Oh,
And you were talking misters, too, and,
yeah,
and kind
of
weather
because,
or
of course,
cooling
you know,
stations.
The second weekend in July is always the hottest weekend of the year.
That's true. Like so, London broil around.
Yeah, it is. So I thought, well, maybe we have a little splash zone, but let's get like a little cooling mister area mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah. Or, I mean, even like, you know, how you said the glow chalk, too. What if we did like a glow run?
A glow run would be even better, okay? Because see all that moving around,
Oh, that would be so cool.
There's so much you could do. There's so much you could do.
We're brainstorming right now.
Look at our gears going.
That is incredible. Yeah. So explain, too, because you did it last time, but for people that didn't catch it, how did you get hooked up in this?
So they contacted me. Somehow they got word that our festival was pretty awesome.
Well, it is.
And they gave me a phone call just kind of out of the blue. And they said, well, you should probably sign up for this Chalk Fest, and we're going to go through it. And turns out there was hundreds of applications.
Uh-huh.
And so it would, again, quite an honor. That
narrowed
we got,
down to
yeah,
five.
Narrowed
yeah.
down to five. And so we couldn't be more.
Yeah. A small town from North Dakota. I mean, who would have thought?
Exactly.
Really? Yeah.
Exactly. So was there criteria, do you know, something that they look, or is that just kind of their thing?
I think they have criteria. Mm-hmm. And so we had to submit a whole bunch of pictures, and we gave them our website, and we did an application process.
Yeah.
And based off the application process, and then the testimonials from our ambassadors, from the mayor, from Sean McCann, we had a sit-down meeting with everyone over Zoom, and based on those testimonials as well, I think that kind of put us over the edge.
How is Sean feeling about all this? I bet he's pretty excited.
I think he's pretty great.
Yeah.
I think he's on cloud nine because not only, you know, is Wahpeton nominated, but he does another Chalk Fest in Hazen, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, too, has been nominated.
Well, it's the McCann effect.
I know,
it's the Sean McCann effect.
Yeah,
he's
on cloud nine right now.
Good.
And good for him because he is one hard-working gentleman.
Oh,
so.
Man. And, yeah, usually the guy out there when it's 100 degrees.
Yes.
And,
he is dedicated to his art and his craft, and it's rightly so that he's getting recognized.
And I love the artists that he brings in,
too.
Oh,
they're fantastic.
I mean, he's got such a great outreach, so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, again, folks, vote. Borderline Chalk Fest, very easy to do. Jordan, one more time, how do we do this?
You can Google it. Google Cenex Hometown Throwdown. Scroll all the way to the bottom. Hit the vote button. Name, last name, email. Easy. Ready to go. You
all
can
right.
find it on our Facebook, our Instagram. Just about anywhere you can find a link.
Fantastic. Well, you know your little hometown radio station's pulling for you. I would love to see this thing. You know, I'm excited.
We're saying our little prayers.
Well, yeah, and come in, too, between now and June 17th and vent if you need to.
Will do.
That could be torture. Jordan, Katie, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having us.
And again, folks, remember, vote Borderline at Chalk Fest. All right, let's win this thing. 948, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Town, stoplight, red car rolls by. What else can I do? I wonder if it's you. Scanning the stations, every song replays.